degrees.
Adam left.
Love the cool things we can do, we can do, we can do. We love the cool things we can do on our computer.
When you need to talk technology, no one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
Yes, good morning out there in Radio Land. From Marion, Ohio, live on the air, it's me, Adam Lepp, the Computer Guy, with my twice-weekly radio show. Hey, thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. In addition to being live here in the studio at the Marion Center Mall, just south of downtown historic Marion, OH, I am broadcasting a live Facebook video where you can watch me do the show live on Facebook, on your computer, your tablet, your notebook, your desktop server apparatus, or what have you. If it's a internet-connected smart device or computer of some sort, I am available to be watched. Little chilly here in the studio, so if you are watching, you'll notice that I'm wearing winter garments, but that's okay. It is winter, so it does feel like the season. Good thing is that the solstice has passed, and now the days are getting longer. How about that? As we approach summer. Yes, summer starting around the 21st or so of June 2017. So basically uphill from this point. So you may ask, what do we do here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show? I see Harry Y. Jr. from Capital City of Columbus is watching. Of course, Harry knows. Maybe, Harry, you want to call the show, 740-383-WWGH. But I'm going to go ahead and tell my listeners what we do here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Well, I talk about the radio station and the website because, hey, I'm the webmaster. I design and program and maintain and host the website and the email, so that's always a popular topic. But we also talk about the latest in technology news. News and views. I always include my opinion, my wisecracks, my perspective on some of the news that affects the technologically dominated world that we live in. Sometimes we take a look at some of the top websites or top social media sites in the world. So many things that we do here. We take a look at some of the latest in smartphones or other smart devices. And of course, sometimes your computer or your phone isn't quite as smart as we'd like it to be. And so we try to solve those problems. And one thing that you can do is you can call the show. And the number here is 740-383-9944. Call the show, and if you have a question about your computer, or maybe your monitor is only monitoring your headaches, your server is not serving anything other than gibberish, and maybe your hard drive is giving you a hard time, you'd like to drive it off the nearest cliff, well, give me a call, and I can, in many cases, solve those problems. And not only that, you don't have to swipe your credit card on your phone. I'll provide you advice and suggestions and hopefully repairs for free. Just give me a buzz. That's 740-383-9944. That's a number here at the radio station. Want to tell you about some of the other shows we have here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. And broadcasting online at WWGH1071.com. Following me, it is our local broadcasting legend, Mr. Charlie Evers. Now, here's a man who is a walking encyclopedia of the Marion and Mid-Ohio area. He gives away prizes to COSI, sometimes the zoo, local restaurants, etc. He's an expert, especially on things like weather and some of the history of the area, the famous people that are from here. He's been in the radio business longer than I've been alive, and that's quite a long time. He's on today and every Thursday right after me between about 10:13 a.m. and noon. So be sure to check it out, because Charlie would love to have you among his plethora of listeners. And then after Charlie at noon, it is Scott Spears, who's our program manager at the station, but he's also the host of a show called Now, which of course isn't on now because I'm on, but Scott is on between about 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. today and every Thursday. This man has a penchant for celebrity guests. Walter Findlay. Yes. Bill Macy. Live and well. He's now in his 90s. Still sounds great. He was on with Scott earlier this week, as was Pat Carroll, who played Ursula, voice of Ursula, and the Little Mermaid, veteran actress who's been around a long time. She's on regularly. They've both been on this week. So Scott has some great celebrity guests. And, of course, he also takes your telephone calls. You can talk politics or local history, the weather, pretty much anything with Scott. 740-383-9944. And that's the number here at the radio station. Coming up to about 21 minutes after 9 in the a.m. on a not-too-cold Thursday here in Mid-Ohio with me, Adam Lepp, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. Let's take a look at a story from the world of sports. Sports and technology is always a good topic that I like to discuss, things that I think are important because sports is a big part of our world. And, of course, technology and social media and all that good stuff seems to affect many different things that we do throughout our daily routine. And so, of course, pretty good year in Ohio for basketball for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Will they repeat? Well, we'll find out. Anyway, the NBA and fantasy sports site FanDuel said they are launching NBA In Play, a real-time interactive fantasy game that lets fans watch nationally televised NBA games play against each other. This free app is available at the App Store for Apple and Google Play for Android. Fans can play In Play either in a public contest, joining fellow fans of basketball, or create a private contest with friends. Here's how you do it. During an NBA telecast, fans pick a team that is playing and then pick one player to track for each of the game's four quarters. Points are accumulated based on how many points, rebounds, and assists that a player gets. For example, fans choosing the Golden State Warriors, which currently has the NBA's best record and which has a highly anticipated Christmas Day matchup against the NBA champion, Cleveland Cavaliers, can play All-Stars Kevin Durant in the first quarter, as well as Klay Thompson in the second, Draymond Green in the third, and Stephen Curry in the fourth. As a bonus, fans can strategically activate four turbo boosts that last 48 seconds and can significantly increase a player's point total. For example, Durant racing down court on a fast break for a dunk. The interactive game has been in the works for about 6 months and is the latest feature for NBA Digital. Earlier this season, the NBA introduced Mobile View, which puts fans closer to the action with zoomed-in shots on its League Pass subscription service. That option for streaming came shortly after the NBA said it will broadcast one game each week in virtual reality. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH.
One thing we tend to bring up pretty much every show here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show would be security against hackers and other uninvited visitors at businesses and organizations. Unfortunately, really no kind of business is immune to these problems, and it's something we need to keep an eye on as IT people 24/7 and 366 during leap years like 2016. Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center in California has announced that it paid approximately $17,000 to resume normal operations after digital extortionists knocked its computer systems offline. The hospital discovered its computer network infected with ransomware. Now, ransomware is pretty well known. It's where you have to pay a bounty of some kind in order to get your computer back up and functional. Basically, it's a form of malware that scrambles data and important files on a computer system or network and demands that the ransom be paid for a digital key to unscramble the data. Now, the hospital paid a ransom of 40 bitcoins, or about $17,000, to the extortionists. At that point, the hospital was able to bring its electronic medical record system online. Now, bitcoins are a digital currency favored by these cyber criminals because they are difficult to trace, kind of like cash. Their CEO, Alan Stefanik, said, "It is important to note that this incident did not affect the delivery and quality of the excellent patient care you expect and receive from Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center. Patient care has not been compromised in any way." He added that further, "We have no evidence at this time that any patient or employee information was subject to unauthorized access." The hospital said initial reports about the incident pegged the ransom at 9,000 bitcoins, or about $3.4 million. But those reports were false. Adam the Computer Guy Show with me, Adam Lepp. Hey, thank you very much for listening. Really appreciate it. We cover computer security news from around the world, helpful tips, and, of course, always an occasional comment or wisecrack, just to make things fun. Visit my website, AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
WWGH Marion's Talking Place, live here in the studio. Hey, thank you very much for listening. And if you're watching me on Facebook, I am broadcasting a live video of my show. And thank you very much for watching. So here in 2016, we can broadcast, we can communicate, we can interact in many, many different ways. Well, to say the least, it's been an interesting year for Samsung with their phone that might explode, issues with their washing machines, and a few other problems. Hot off the rumor mill, and this happened actually yesterday, is news of a new feature that Samsung may include in its upcoming Galaxy S8. It's called Beast Mode, and that's just about all that is known about it so far. Beast Mode would apply to smartphones as well as mobile phones and application software for smartphones, according to Galaxy Club. That's a blog based in the Netherlands. Now, the Galaxy S8 is expected to be the first smartphone built around Qualcomm's Snapdragon 835 processor. If true, that lines up with the notion that Beast Mode could allow super high performance. Another rumor is that the Galaxy S8 will have an optical fingerprint scanner built into the display instead of the body. In addition, it is rumored that it will include Bluetooth 5.0, which was recently approved by the Bluetooth Special Interest Group, and that idea seems to carry a fair amount of weight. Ken Hires, Director of Wireless Device Strategies at Strategy Analytics, someone who knows a little bit about this stuff, said, "There's a strong possibility that Samsung will incorporate Bluetooth 5 into the Galaxy S8. With the cancellation of the Note 7, the Galaxy S8 is now Samsung's premier device to showcase the latest and best smartphone technology. Samsung had to institute a global recall of millions of Galaxy Note 7s after multiple instances in which the device spontaneously burst into flames. Some replacement devices also caught fire." Michael Jude, a program manager at Straightcast Frost & Sullivan, someone else who should be rather knowledgeable about this stuff, said, Samsung has a public relations problem. Note 7 is a disaster, and they need something with which to seize the technological high ground. Putting cutting-edge technologies in the S8 will help a lot, he said. Remember, practically nothing is Bluetooth 5 compliant. As long as the S8 can talk to existing Bluetooth devices, it's golden. People will be drawn to the latest and greatest in technology. Now, Bluetooth 5.0 does not replace Bluetooth 4.0, 4.1, or 4.2. It extends the functionality of these previous versions of the Bluetooth core specification. Furthermore, Bluetooth 5.0 lets manufacturers leverage interoperability and performance improvements incorporated in the core specs since 4.2 was released. From Bluetooth headsets and speakers to home control, personal robots, and even drones, Bluetooth is a default technology for connected devices, and the smartphone is the hub of the consumer's device uniform. And that comes from Ken Hires from Strategy Analytics, Director of Wireless Devices. He said, we're rapidly moving into a more complex connected device world. Samsung has focused heavily on the Internet of Things, offering smart TVs and smart appliances that can be tied to smartphones. He said Bluetooth 5 is a huge advance over previous versions of Bluetooth from a connectivity speed and capacity standpoint, noting that it's a natural fit for Samsung's next flagship device. Now, the S8 will be both a mass market flagship and a showcase for Samsung's technological leadership, since the company has canceled its Note series of phablets. Those are items that are considered a cross between a phone and a tablet. That is, it's a very large phone. Remember when phones got really small, the flip phones, they were barely bigger than like a yo-yo? And now you have these phablets that you can't even put in your pocket. So these phones, they kind of have evolved. They were big initially. I mean, the bag phone like what I had back in the, goodness sakes, it was the late 80s, to these rather large portable cell phones. Then they got smaller and smaller with the flip phones, which you could easily put in your pocket, and they got bigger and bigger as they did more things and got smarter. Or, of course, sometimes the so-called smart technology isn't quite so bright, but I guess that's part of the fun. Our telephone is ringing. We do take telephone calls here at Marion's Talking Place, and I do believe this is our friend of the station, Harry.
Hello. Good morning.
This is Adam, the computer guy.
Please.
Harry, are you there?
Yes.
Great. Sorry, we had the answering machine. We have a new and improved, I want to share that with our listeners, a new device which we use to broadcast telephone calls. If you've noticed that the phone calls, especially with Scott and his celebrity guests, have sounded better, we've done a major improvement. And I tell you one thing, the telephone sometimes sounds better than the human being behind the microphone. So, Harry, this is your chance to shine with the dulcet tones emanating from the north side of Columbus, OH. Of course, emanating, of course, being Marty Brenneman's favorite word, so we're going to borrow a word from him. How are things going there in the capital city, Mr. Harry?
Beautiful. It's a lovely winter day, not too cold, as I speak to you from downtown Columbus. Actually, more specifically, the Brewery District.
The Brewery District.
In beautiful downtown Columbus. I just wanted to give a call and wish you and all of your lovely listeners there at WWGH happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, because as you know, I am the true embodiment of the holiday spirit.
And you're a great American, as Willie Cunningham would say. We're going to borrow catchphrases from all of our favorite Cincinnati people. I'll even be like Marty and say, if you're ready now, let's go ahead and take a telephone call on Marion's Talking Place. Harry, your day job, you do a lot of great things, I mean, in the holiday season, but of course all year round over at the Open Shelter, and I believe you are a director of development.
Yeah, well, development coordinator. I have not moved up to the ranks yet of director. I am not of that stature yet, but I am just a lowly coordinator and trying to get the donations in so we can keep those we serve happy, the homeless, the largely housed, and also to keep the lights on in the facility so we can provide our services, which primarily are food, clothing, hygiene items, but we also do some supportive services as well.
Definitely do some great work there, Harry. Did you catch my story earlier about the NBA and people?
I caught a little bit of it. I've been in and out because I have been trying to take care of a donation we just got in from a major retailer, which we all know that begins with a K and ends with an R, that has multiple locations. They're very generous.
Yes,
but yeah, I caught a little bit of that.
It's a favorite store of Marty Brenneman, yes.
Yeah.
Again, being a sports fan, you know, being a pretty good year for basketball, hoops in the Buckeye State, certainly that is of interest. And as we've talked about, the NFL broadcasting on Twitter, social media and technology really has helped sports evolve, and certainly nothing beats the fact that people are playing the same game they played 50 years ago, but technology has a hand in it and certainly can influence how people follow it.
Well, fantasy sports, of course, yes, definitely. Definitely has put a hand in it, and I would say fantasy sports has definitely helped the NFL quite a bit, even though the NFL has always been a king when it comes to professional sports. The rise of fantasy sports and daily fantasy sports with the sites like DraftKings has really helped that out and brought more viewers and more traffic web-wise for that sport.
I would say the Bengals' hopes of being in the Super Bowl, that would also be a fantasy, but that'd be a different
It's been a tough year for the Bengals. They have been besieged by some injuries and besieged by some poor place kicking from the now departed Mike Nugent. But anybody looking for major changes from the Bengals better keep hoping, because that's not going to happen. Marvin's not going to go anywhere. He's at least signed on. I know he's under contract for one more season. I don't look to Mike Brown to blow him out of there. So I would think it's going to be pretty much status quo next year. There might be some tweaks here and there on the roster, some tweaks in the coaching staff. But as far as the big names, Dalton, Lewis, et al., et cetera, I would not expect any type of change.
You are listening to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM, which, as Harry knows, stands for frequency modulation, but also stands for fantastic and marvelous radio.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Fantastic and marvelous, as always,
we have
from
live,
yourself and your cohorts there.
Live hosts here in the studio. We talk topics that affect mid and central Ohio and also are worldwide in scope, such as computers and smartphones and phones and gadgets that aren't quite so smart. Let me ask you a tech opinion there, Harry. I know, of course, you know, we talk mostly on the phone and through Facebook. We have met in person a few times. What kind of a smartphone do you have? I assume you have a smartphone, not one of those phones or anything.
No, I do all my stuff through a flip phone. No, I'm joking. I do have a smartphone, though. I do not have a Samsung or an Apple like most of the cool kids. I have a Motorola Droid Razr of some sort. The exact model I do not know, but it's a Motorola. That is what I have.
That's a phone, not something for shaving, right?
No. Okay. No, the phone.
I notice you're always clean shaven, so I don't know if your phone also
No, unfortunately I cannot shave with my phone. I don't think I'd have a nice clean cut shave if I did that.
I mean, these smartphones do so many different things. I mean,
I know.
It wouldn't surprise me.
They're lovely, and I'm going to be honest. I'm all in as far as smartphones and social media, but I was one of the biggest holdouts for the longest time. I resisted getting a smartphone, resisted joining in to the social media craze, but when I did, I pretty much jumped in feet first and have been a part of the stream ever since.
So you had one of those bag phones that I had one of those back in the late 80s. And, you know, they had really good reception. The problem was it cost like 35 cents a minute to call somebody.
Right,
receive a call.
Right.
And now data isn't necessarily unlimited, but you get enough for most people.
Yeah, I get more than enough. I get four gigs, and I have never came close to reaching my limit.
Now, I imagine your lovely wife, Beth, and your friends including our mutual Facebook friend, Scott, not Scott Spears, but Scott in Cincinnati, who's a DJ at one of the country stations there. So we have some
Littleton.
Yep, some semi-famous friends over there.
B105, yes.
Exactly, B105. Anyway, you probably looked at their phones versus yours, and do you feel your phone is superior? What do you like about the Razr versus
I'm going to be honest, I really don't do that, quite honestly. I do know there's that big thing between Android and Apple and iPhone and all of that, but for the most part, no, I really don't compare phones. I'm pretty happy with the phone I've got. It seems to work fine. It seems to do what I need and seems to relatively perform well enough to make me happy, so I'm good with the phone I have. So I don't have a lot of phone envy, so to speak, when it comes to my phone versus others.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing we haven't talked about, Harry, because there's rivalry. And you know, what kind of phone does Beth have? Does she have the same kind?
She is a flip phone.
She is a holdout.
She hates smartphones. She hates watching people walking around with their heads down in their phone. She gives me lots of grief about it, being on my phone when we are out. She is a steadfast anti-smartphone person. She believes a phone is strictly for making phone calls.
Well, something to be said about that as we talk about cell phones and, well, smartphones, whatever you want to call them. They have overtaken people's lives. And it seems like, can somebody actually get a word in without some phone ringing or some text or someone
texting,
posting a picture of their
cat. Texting.
They have to see this picture of their neighbor's cat. They couldn't possibly wait. God forbid they'd have to wait 10 minutes for it.
There are times, and the one thing I still am not a fan of is the group texting, where you all of a sudden, and usually, you know, families do it to make plans or discuss things, is all of a sudden you're in the middle of a group text and either you're trying to sleep or you're busy with something at work and you have like five different people in this group text and your phone just keeps buzzing and making noises and you're just kind of trying to figure a way to get out of it without being rude. That's the one thing that I would admit still annoys me, group texting.
Well, goodness sakes, everybody has to see a picture of your cat or has to know.
Or has to figure out where we're meeting up for Christmas.
Whatever else you want to update people on. And sometimes it gets a little ridiculous, but that's kind of the world that we're in. And the Internet originally was more to disseminate intellectual information, the information superhighway, which I certainly use it for, being a person with a science background. Sometimes it's not quite clear what I do for a living, but you know, radio is certainly where my heart is and will be for quite some time because it's rather addicting to say.
And
you've been
blessed. You've had the fortune of actually being able to work in radio, whereas I'm a radio fan and I've had tastes here and there of you know, being able to go in and sit in on shows and work with radio stations in fleeting capacities. But for the most part, I'm just a very interested observer and aficionado of the radio world.
Well, we're glad to have you with us, Harry. Be sure to tell all your friends about us and maybe go ahead and put the station on via the internet over at the Open Shelter. Talk is a good thing. I mean, people want to hear it.
I'm going to be a little bit honest here. I'm not so sure what we're doing right now would go over very well with the people that come to stay with us or break bread with us at the Open Shelter. I would imagine they're more geared to maybe listening to some music or something of that sort. But I do have it on in the office occasionally where I work.
But as far as
throughout the building itself, I'm not so sure that would go over very well.
Assuming you got a few minutes here, I wanted to ask you a couple questions, Harry, while I have you on the phone, as you are certainly a man of many opinions and insight and quite the dulcet tone. That's always a good thing. What do you think about the autonomous vehicles and Uber, for example, having autonomous vehicles?
There's a part of me that just fears this, that I know the technology is there. I know the systems are there to prevent catastrophe, but there's just a part of me that fears a vehicle going down the road with no driver in it at all. I just don't like the thought of that. It does scare me. I do not want to share the roads with cars without people.
I would agree. I say Homo sapiens only, and they were testing it in Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh, it's a beautiful city, but a bit like Cincinnati, it's kind of twisty and it's easy to get lost. And it's bad enough for a Homo sapiens, especially someone with an IQ as high as mine, let alone a non-human driving a car. So
it could be said that maybe in some cities, and especially here in Columbus, maybe cars without humans will be driven better than the ones with humans, from what I've seen from time to time. But no, overall, I don't like the idea. I just am very fearful of it. I just see the potential for disaster and catastrophe. Of course, there are lots of people who know me who say I have that fear all the time. I seem to be a catastrophist, if that's a word. But no, I don't like the idea, quite honestly.
We were talking in a thread that you posted on, of course, Facebook, where else, earlier this morning about satellite radio. And I have Sirius in my car, I've talked about. I got it when I bought my new car about 2 years ago, and it's rather addicting, but I use it for music. And again, music, I prefer as much as anybody to listen to a local station, but honestly, the music stations nearby, not something I can say on the air, let's put it that way, but they really aren't very good. And the 70s and 80s stations, that's what I grew up with, that's what I like listening to.
Well, here's my view. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But something like talk, that's something where I do want to hear a local station, and that's where we're unique. Because we have shows, and we have a broadcast philosophy that I've never seen any station have, and it doesn't matter if they're in Marion or if they're in Chicago. We're pretty unique, and that's important as radio kind of shifts its focus a little bit, and that makes me proud to be part of the station, obviously. But
here's my view.
Internet radio, it's influenced a lot. Of, yeah, your view definitely, Scott. Harry, let me know. I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, my view as far as radio, I like to mix it up. I still am one of those who is a fan of local radio. I like it when stations have some sort of a local presence, even if it's not a 24-hour, seven days a week presence. At least if they have some sort of local programming, I always am more receptive to that. But I do have satellite radio as well, and with satellite radio, I like being able to listen to sports broadcasts from across the country, baseball games from other cities that I might not be able to access via regular terrestrial radio here in Columbus. So I love having that option. I also like some of the niche stations, like there is strictly a channel dedicated to Major League Baseball talk, a channel dedicated to NASCAR talk, NFL talk, and once in a while I'll get on a Jag where I want to listen to those. And I like that satellite offers that, but I also use TuneIn as well. I seem to use all of the different services. My only thing is unfortunately with local programming and local stations, things change, and there's a show I used to listen to, or still do, which unfortunately, and I won't mention it because I don't want to bash people by name, but about a year or so ago, a new local show popped up in the morning. I enjoyed it, but here recently, within the past few months, it just seems like they've gone through a roster of changes, and the original co-hosts are now gone. You have some new co-hosts, and one of the co-hosts today just went on this hacky bit about clever things you can say during the holidays, and they were all puns, like, I tried to catch the fog, but I missed, M-I-S-T, or German sausage jokes are the worst, W-R-S-T, and I just sat there and cringed, and eventually I just had to turn the radio off. It was just what I would call hack radio, and it just makes my skin crawl.
But it makes us even better, Harry, as a station with unique content. You're about my age, and I'm sure you watched Maude when you were a little Harry. And, you know, Bill Macy, who played Maude's husband, he was on earlier this week, and he even recited 'Twas Night Before Christmas to Scott. So we have some pretty awesome guests here at the station, local people, you know, nobodies who are interesting like myself, major actors that I admire, and Robert Guillaume, Florence from the Jeffersons, Marla Gibbs, she's on regularly. You know, Pat Carroll, she's on all the time. Hugh Downs, a native Ohioan, he's on regularly. Still going strong at 95. And, again, earlier this week, a favorite actor of mine, Bill Macy. He was on with Scott. So we got some pretty good guests here.
That is a good roster. If I could make one other point, as far as it pertains to radio, the one thing I've noticed here recently is there isn't a lot of, and it could be I'm just listening to the wrong things, but there just doesn't seem to be as much fun on the radio anymore. It seems like the comedy aspect of radio has kind of faded away, whereas, you know, in the past you had personalities like Gary Burbank, which people out there listening may know from Cincinnati. Personalities of that sort seem to have faded away, and a lot of what we get now is just so serious. And there's a place for that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously, political talk really drives a lot of radio stations, but it just seems like the fun of radio and some of the comedy aspects of radio of years past have faded away. And I was the other day, I just thought about that, and I kind of missed that. I wish there was something you could listen to where you could laugh, you know, and just have a good time and not have to think about things like, you know, political bashing or things of that sort.
Perhaps. I mean, the world can certainly have its serious sides, but if you don't laugh at yourself, life's too short not to do that.
I know that.
And as I say, with our unique content, it just makes us stand out. And that's part of the coolness here at The Talking Place, WWGH. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show on WWGH, broadcasting live on our website at WWGH1071.com and via TuneIn. Download the TuneIn app on your smartphone or your not-so-smartphone or your medium-intelligence phone and search for WWGH in Marion. And then after you download it, make it a favorite and click on the little triangle thingy, as I say, to listen online. And Harry, that's how you listen. You're a tune-inner.
Yeah, usually I do it either from the website itself or through TuneIn. If we could gear back or just veer back, take maybe a 180 back to sports, I can't leave without mentioning that tonight here in Columbus, Ohio, there is a huge, huge NHL matchup. And I know hockey is trying to gain a foothold, and a lot of people in this area kind of refuse it or turn their nose up at it because we are geared more towards Buckeye football. But there is a game tonight at Nationwide Arena that I would suggest, if you have a chance to either go to live or watch on TV tonight, I would definitely do it. You have a matchup between the Pittsburgh Penguins, who are the defending Stanley Cup champions and have superstars like Sidney Crosby, going up against the hottest team in the NHL this season. And believe it or not, hold on to your hats, that team is the Columbus Blue Jackets. After so many years of futility and just horrible play and putting the fans through the ringer with giving up a goal to lose games late in the match, tonight you actually have an epic matchup. And one where, quite frankly, Columbus should be favored.
Sounds like a good event and one that will be talked about often on, yes, Facebook, where people air out their laundry, again, show pictures of their cat,
and
their
Twitter,
grandkids, of course, and Twitter, and discuss their favorite athletes. And we shall find out. I think sports, even though I went to a college that's a big hockey school, I've never really been a big fan, but I do admire that we have a team here that's doing very well.
They're doing very, very well this year. And one thing about hockey as well, you have to tip your cap to them. They have to be considered, at least in my opinion, the toughest players in any sport. You see guys taking pucks to the face, getting slashed with sticks, getting slashed with skates even. And a period later, 15, 20 minutes later, they're coming back into the game. Whereas other sports, you know, soccer especially, somebody gets a little bit of a bone bruise, they're out of there.
Much more resilient than myself, I can say that much.
Definitely more than definitely more than I am as well. I would take a little ankle sprain and I would be out of there.
I mean, NHL has always been a good match for Columbus, being – near Detroit, near Pittsburgh, where they have very established teams that always seem to be winning. And the Columbus Chill, the minor league hockey team, and the Cyclones, Cincinnati, they were always pretty popular. So
yeah.
Glad to see the NHL is finally taking hold in Columbus, and there is an alternative to our beloved Buckeyes. We have sports pretty much available on a national level every week of the year, pretty much, and it's good to see that.
Of course, we do have the big game on New Year's Eve, and I'm sure no one in this area is going to ignore that, the game against Clemson, which hopefully will lead to a Buckeyes win and a place in the national championship, most likely against Alabama.
Well, that should be a pretty good game there, Alabama and OSU. About 5 minutes left here to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. On the line with me is our frequent caller. He was in the studio last St. Patrick's Day live. And he's a person with many fine comments and insight, Mr. Harry Yeprum Jr., currently in downtown Columbus, where he has his day job. I want to wish you and Beth and all your friends, Harry, some of whom are also, of course, my friends on Facebook and otherwise, including the friends that I've never met, Josh, Scott, BJ, for example. But in 2016, your virtual friends are often better than your in-person friends. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year, or other holidays and events that we celebrate as we turn over the calendar into 2017. Anything you want to leave our listeners with, Harry?
Well, same to you, Adam, and I would like to wish everyone out there listening and everyone at the WWGH family the same. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, as I begin to stutter. Happy New Year, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all those fun things. And if anyone may be interested in figuring out, or especially this time of year, wanting to help those who may be a little less fortunate, check us out at facebook.com/theopenshelter. That is the best place to get the latest about the agency I work for and how you can help those who might be a little bit down on their luck this time of the season.
Well, thank you.
Facebook.com/theopenshelter.
Sounds like a plan, Harry. You guys do a lot of great work, and I want to thank you for calling and
thank you.
Shooting the breeze with me about sports, about influence of social media on pretty much everything from A to Z, and discussing the important work that you do during the course of your day job.
All right, sir. Thanks a bunch.
Have a great Thursday, Harry, and talk to you soon. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, on Marianne's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1, on your FM dial. The show is going to conclude in about 3 minutes, but that's okay, because coming up at 10 a.m. sharp, Eastern Standard Time, it is the top of the hour news and features. Scott with news, teasers from shows past, present, and future. Messages from our important sponsors and supporters and underwriters of WWGH. And also a holiday tune, just for fun, being the holiday season that it is. I will talk to you again Tuesday, shortly after the 9 a.m. features, during the week between Christmas and New Year's, when a lot of people don't work. So you want to listen, because I'll be here working in the studio, talking about technology, news and views, etc., and so on and so forth, on Marianne's Talking Place, WWGH. Coming up after the 10 a.m. features, it is our local broadcasting legend, a man who's been in radio long, long time, Mr. Charles Evers. We just call him Charlie. He'll be giving away tickets to assorted restaurants and destinations in Central and Mid-Ohio. He is a walking encyclopedia of the Mid-Ohio area. He loves to talk about the weather, about history, about some of the people and events that Marion and surrounding communities are known for. And, of course, you can call him. He loves to get your telephone calls. And, again, we have recently upgraded our device that we use for broadcasting calls on the air, and it really sounds good. You probably noticed how clear Harry sounded, probably better than I sound. Phone number at the station is 740-383-9944. And then, after Charlie and the noon features, it is Scott Spears with Now. He talks about anything from politics to Marion in Central Ohio and Mid-Ohio, history and topics of interest, and also has a penchant for celebrity guests. We mentioned Bill Macy, a favorite actor of mine, star of Maude. He also was on Seinfeld several times. He was on earlier, and Scott is someone who has guests that even amaze me. Some of my favorite actors and actresses. Pat Carroll, she was on earlier this week also. They're on with Scott. Don't want to miss now. Not on now, but shortly after noon, today and every Thursday, on Marion's Talking Place. If you ever miss a show, just go to our website at wwgh1071.com and go to the show archives, and you can download or listen on demand to hundreds of shows that we broadcast since January of 2016. Adam Lepp saying adios, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss, and goodbye, in whichever language is the most fun today. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.